Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Good to have you with us this morning. If you have heard the two different stories about the railroad crossing crashes, you might be thinking that they're connected. I think they are not connected. I'll tell you why. First of all, the one from the other day on 9 Mile with the pickup truck, that was awful. I don't know if you have seen the pictures. North Escambia has some really vivid pictures of the aftermath of that. They actually have good pictures of the ECUA truck as well. North Escambia... William Reynolds does such a good job. Anyway, the one that happened on 9 Mile, that was the pickup truck. That train, like, ripped that truck in half. I mean, the front half of the truck looks like it's untouched. The back half doesn't exist. And to me, what's scary about that one is that apparently people on the scene reported that the crossing arms did not go down. I mean, that is a major intersection. You know, 9 Mile is, gosh, what, six lanes? Three lanes on either side, plus some turn lanes at that point? I mean, it's... That could be really bad if a train were going through there at, you know, rush hour or something like that. The other thing about it that's kind of sobering is in the picture, the pickup truck, you can see, like, the front end of it, like I said, it looks almost untouched. And then the back end doesn't exist. And right between them, you have a baby seat, a child seat that also looks like it. I mean, the child was not in it. Thank God. And the child seat looks like it's pretty well intact. But, man, it's just scary stuff. And the reason I say they're not connected is because what you might think is, oh, my God, two truck crashes in 2 days. This is really bad. Well, the ECUA truck went across at a place where there is no crossing arm. And so there's no malfunction to be had. I mean, there's still the concern about safety and still the concern about, you know, what did happen and who's at fault. And, you know, typically when there's no crossing arm, you think that it's the driver who is at fault. That wasn't quite as bad. It looks like it destroyed the front end of the truck in that case and turned it sideways, but not related. If you were, very normal human perception is you have two similar kinds of incidents in close time proximity to each other, and you tend to think there must be some common cause of both of those. And in philosophy, we call that assuming a common cause. There's no reason to assume that there's any connection between the two. I am far more concerned about the 9 Mile one than I am about the ECUA truck, if only because it seems to indicate that, you know, that intersection, the crossing arms are not working safely. And the investigation's underway. I don't think we know for sure just yet, but that definitely concerns me. One of the other things that's going on here that I wanted to talk briefly about. Oh, by the way, I don't know if you saw the P&J had a good article about the Mugs and Jugs shooter and having the self-defense claim denied. Ben Johnson wrote the story. And this is the one where there was a fight going on and it was girls fighting and the guy, boyfriend, got involved and had a gun and then shot this woman. It's awful. Fatally shot this woman. This is back in 2023. And then had the... I'll say it, audacity to claim it was self-defense. And as the judge said yesterday in dismissing the claim of stand your ground or self-defense, no, the evidence does not support that claim. So we're just going to go ahead and move forward with the trial as is appropriate. Oh, speaking of murders that's what that trial is going to involve. You have the execution that we just did in Florida, the, 10th one this year? For a murderer from 1982. Both the victim and the murderer in this case are 24 at the time. This is where he goes into this insurance office and he basically kidnaps this woman and brings her out in the woods. And I mean, I don't want to dwell on the details, but attempts to rape her, stabs her, beats her. There was dozens of contusions and marks on her, and she winds up dying in the end. How does it take us 43 years to execute this person? That doesn't... 1982. He spent almost twice her lifespan in jail, in prison, waiting to get executed. And I've told you before, I am a 100% supporter of the death penalty. I think we do it far too slowly. I think we do it in an ineffective way. It does not carry the deterrent effect that it would have, although I have my own questions about what sort of deterrent effect it has. But the only way you'd ever get a deterrent... It's not justified on the basis of deterrence. You can't justify it that way because you have to justify it on the basis of it being an appropriate or fit punishment for the crime. And, of course, executing a murderer who engages in the aggravating factors, that is absolutely justified. Biblically or any other way you want to slice it. I can have a long conversation with you if you want to have the argument. But if it happened to be the case that somebody deserved, say, life in prison, but we believed that executing them would serve a deterrent value, it would not be justified to execute them because you would be over-punishing, and the punishment must always fit the crime. So deterrence can't be your only basis for justifying a punishment. But if it is the right punishment and it gets a deterrent effect, then so much the better. But the way we do it right now, I mean, 43 years? Come on. That's ridiculous. So the headline has been, you know, Florida breaks records, executes 10th person. Yeah, and? I mean, it should have been done 30 years ago. And we're about to execute another one, an 11th one. So many. Well, yeah, you know, in Florida, we execute murderers. What's the surprise? And by the way, just as a, you know, make sure I always say this whenever this conversation comes up. There's a lot to be said about the death penalty, both for and against, and a lot of ethical concerns and a lot of practical concerns. The one thing I have always said and still believe is that you should only execute people when there's no doubt. Because mistakes can be made. And there are cases where there's no doubt. This is a no doubt case. The one we did a couple weeks ago, same thing, no doubt case. When there's no doubt, you execute. It should be, you know, guilty beyond a reasonable doubt for conviction, guilty beyond a shadow of a doubt, or beyond any doubt for execution. And that's what I think the standard ought to be. 8:16 on News Radio 92.3, PJ's got traffic for us.
There is a vehicle crash, Airport Boulevard at Pensacola Boulevard. There is a roadblock associated with that. Use caution. The front gate of NAS Pensacola, things are improving slightly, now backed up to about Central Avenue. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. If you have a home improvement project that you're working on, or even, you know, honestly, I don't really say it this way, but a home improvement question, like either you're, you know, or a problem that you've run into, go to Pensacola Hardware and ask. They're the experts. Okay, when you go to a lot of stores these days, I just won't name any names, but you go to a lot of stores, you know, used to be back in the day, you would go to a store to get expert advice. And the store clerk was the expert and would tell you, here's how to solve the problem. And then you'd go, and over the decades, you'd go and you'd discover that half the time you knew more than they did. And, you know, about all you might use them for is tell you where the thing is you're going to get, if they know that. And so you don't even ask anymore a lot of times. You know, hey, can you help me solve this problem? Go to Pensacola Harbor and ask them to help you solve the problem. They're those kind of people. It's a store for experts. Like, that's what they're there for, is to help you with that. And it goes a step further, because when you buy a thing, they know some things are got to be used right, can be dangerous, or they just want to make sure you get the end result you're looking for and don't just make you sale. And so they might even ask you, hey, have you ever used this before? Have you ever done this before? Or, you know, what are you using this for? You think, well, why are they, you know, being busybody? No. They're trying to help and make sure that they get you the end result you want in a safe way. I mean, that's the kind of concern they have. There's a reason they've been around for 4 years since 1851, before there was a Civil War, before there was Levi's. You know, people at Pensacola Hardware have been helping you build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola for, again, 174 years. It's amazing. Right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
When you need any job done outdoors, you need Five Star Outdoor Services. They handle it all. Lawn care, landscaping, power washing, concrete, clearing, decks, privacy fencing, you name it, they can do it. With pride in their work and at a price that's right. Five Star Outdoor Services is a local company with your satisfaction their main goal. Dependable, reliable, and affordable. See for yourself. Google Five Star Outdoor Services or check them out on Facebook for all jobs outdoors. Five Star Outdoor Services.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Seminole fans, your chance to win tickets to Florida State University home games is coming soon. Right here on News Radio 92.3.
I did nothing. I did absolutely nothing, and it was everything that I thought it could be.
Tonight, 21 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning. A state of emergency declared in North Carolina as Hurricane Aaron is threatening the coast with flooding and high winds. Mandatory evacuation orders are in place in the Outer Banks region. A resolution has been introduced in Congress that would extend the federal takeover of Washington, D.C. Republican Anna Paulina Luna sponsoring a measure that would keep troops patrolling the streets of D.C. Under the discretion of President Trump. Luna says that the president should have the authority to control Washington for as long as he wants.
Florida's Anna Paulina Luna used
That's
to be in
right.
in the State House, yeah.
And National Intelligence Director Tulsi Gabbard revoking the security clearances of dozens of intelligence officials at the direction of President Trump. Gabbard accused 37 current and former intelligence officials of politicizing and manipulating intelligence, including officials that were investigating Russia in 2016.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. If you have any kind of work you need to be done inside your home, like air conditioning, heating, electrical, plumbing, you know, kind of those complex systems that take expertise, right? And that's the kind of stuff that Peden handles. And, you know, really started, 56 years ago, 1969, Robert Peden was basically in Panama City. He was hot. He was hot, and his neighbors were hot, and his family was hot, and he thought, I'd like us to not be so hot. I'll start an air conditioning company. I'll start installing air, which I very much understand in Florida. And over the years, of course, has expanded to all these other things, and not just expanded to other dimensions of systems that they take repairs of, but also across the entire panhandle from Panama City, went east to Tallahassee, and, you know, went all the way west, of course, to Pensacola for a long time, and Ellison Field they've been based, but now into Alabama, Baldwin County, Mobile. So everywhere along the Gulf Coast, professional service, show up on time, do what they're supposed to do, stand by the work with a 100% satisfaction guarantee at Peden. And this month in August, you can soak into savings by trading in your old water heater. With Peden, get $500 off a new, what I'd call a regular or a tanked water heater, or $1,000 off a new tankless water heater, so it heats on demand. You never run out of hot water. Call or book online at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N.com. President Trump is at war with the Smithsonian. I sigh a lot when I cover the president, but, you know, okay. So he wants to get rid of the plague of wokeism that's going on in our museums. The museums throughout Washington, but all over the country are, he writes on Truth Social, essentially the last remaining segment of woke. The Smithsonian is out of control. You ever been to the Smithsonian, PJ?
I've not been there yet.
No? Oh, really?
No.
Oh, you gotta go.
I want to.
It's the nation's capital. okay. Look, I can tell you from personal experience, the Smithsonian is not out of control. It's a great museum. It's amazing. Anyway, he says, it's out of control where everything discussed is how horrible our country is, how bad slavery was, and how unaccomplished the downtrodden have been. How unaccomplished the downtrodden? Okay. Nothing about success. Nothing about brightness. Nothing about the future. The Museum of the Future? What will the exhibits be? We are not going to allow this to happen, and I have instructed my attorneys to go through the museums and start the exact same process that's been done with colleges and universities where tremendous progress has been made. The country cannot be woke because woke is broke. We have the hottest... I'm not making this up. All caps with an exclamation... No, sorry. We have the hottest... Why is it in air quotes and ex... Don't ask questions. We have the hottest country in the world, and we want people to talk about it, including in our museums. Okay, there is just... functionally, a difference between a museum and a public relations display. There's fundamentally a difference. The museum is there to tell you facts, history, news, information. The PR firm is there to present a perspective. And sometimes the truth is... bad, painful, negative. I think our museums do a pretty good job of criticizing the bad and celebrating the good. And the notion that we should be sending the Ministry for the Purification of Our Brightness potential through the museums to purge them of anything that the president doesn't like? This is not good. Let the museum people do museum things. Let the librarians do librarian things. I do sympathize heavily with the education thing because having worked in education for a long time, yes, it's pretty wildly to the left and has needed the sort of cleansing that we're doing in Florida right now. But PJ's got traffic on the fives.
Traffic brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Their family is serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, visit KnoxPest.com. Knox knocks them out. Taking a look at the big board, there's a vehicle crash, Airport Boulevard to Pensacola Boulevard. They're saying there's a roadblock. Use caution in that area. Also taking a look at I-10 westbound just past Avalon. There's a little bit of a slowdown happening there. We're getting reports that that may be caused by a traffic stop. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. Somebody says, when was the last time you were at a museum? It's pretty woke. I mean, we go to museums all the time. I don't know. I'm trying to remember when we went to D.C. 2-3 years ago. I was there for the award, but then we were there as a family not that long ago either. So, I love them. And listen, if anybody's sensitive to it, I would think I am because, you know, you've heard the Transgressors Memorial Service. I speak the language. I get it. I see it. And I'm just... And by the way, I mean, I'll say this. You go into the Air and Space Museum, if I remember correctly, had an exhibit celebrating female accomplishments in the industry of aerospace. They had orange, if I remember correctly, orange statues teaching people about all of the accomplished female aviators and or innovators and or astronauts. Well, that's woke. Is it? Really? In an industry that's been heavily dominated by men and has been, frankly, very sexist over the decades, is that woke or is that just honest or trying to be helpful? I mean, you can acknowledge that there's sexism without falling prey to wokeness. You can acknowledge that there's racism without falling prey to, right? I mean, are we going to, this, by the way, this is, I've noticed this. People learn that the left says something and there's a code word or simple word that they use. And then they think that every time somebody uses that word that they've fallen prey to leftism. Like privilege. Privilege is a term that arose on the left. It doesn't mean the term is wrong. There are a lot of examples of privilege. Look at the woman who got arrested. I'm an AG. That was absolutely white lawyer privilege. White woman lawyer privilege. Cute, thin, white lawyer privilege was absolutely what was going on there. Privilege is a real thing. I mean, just because it gets exaggerated or turned into an explanation for everything doesn't mean that it's false. you got to learn to sort of sift through these things and figure out what can be salvaged from the errors. And there are errors, but what can still be salvaged? 437-1620. If you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has an outstanding selection of good quality used cars, 300 or so on the lot. And one of the things about their cars, they're, you know, relatively new, 1 to 3 or 4 years, 10 to maybe 50,000 miles, one, maybe two owners typically. But not only do they sell them, but they buy them. I mean, if you've got a good quality used car, you can take it into them in 15 minutes. They'll give you a price and buy it from you. If you want to get a little bit better price, but you don't want to do the selling yourself, do it on consignment. Say, hey, I can wait, make the price a little higher, and they'll sell it on consignment. No charge. Just a way for you to get a little bit more money out of it. Whatever the case may be, they always need inventory. If they're selling cars, they're buying cars, right? And they sell about half their inventory every month, so they need to buy about half their inventory every month. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. We'll be back in just a moment with the frivolous topic. Always a fun time. Stick around.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. U.S. and European military leaders meeting virtually today about post-war security guarantees for Ukraine.
Those security guarantees would help President Zelensky at home sell to his people, to his government, any potential land concessions needed to make a peace deal. Now, Reuters reports that one option is sending European forces to Ukraine operating under their own flags, not NATO, and then putting the U.S. in charge of their command.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff, 60,000 Israeli reservists are being called up for a new ground offensive in Gaza.
An official says forces will be taking on Hamas in parts of Gaza City that hadn't been targeted by ground troops during the first 22 months of the war. The plans have been approved by the country's generals, but it's not yet clear when the operation will begin.
That's Fox's Jonathan Savage reporting. Hurricane Erin passes by North Carolina's Outer Banks today into tomorrow. America's listening to Fox News.
831 at News Radio 92.3. It is 77 degrees right now. Partly cloudy skies. We've got our forecast with Brooke Richardson on the way in just a few minutes. Two new hirings for the city of Pensacola. Navy Captain Cliff Collins will be the new Associate City Administrator for Strategic Initiatives. Adrian Walker promoted to the new Strategic Initiatives Project Officer in the city. Mayor D.C. Reeves says those positions aim to enhance the city's strategic goals and provide some more support for the mayor's office. These changes coming as City Administrator Tim Kinsella prepares to leave his position in the next several weeks. Mayor Reeves is emphasizing a one-in, one-out approach, which means that there's no increase in city positions. He says the new roles align with the city's strategic objectives. Mother in golf, Breeze, filing a lawsuit claiming her daughter was sexually assaulted by a fellow student at Gulf Breeze High School last year. The assault occurred in a locker room. The mother alleges that inadequate supervision during an unsupervised sixth period created a dangerous environment. She says the incident has severely affected her daughter's mental health, forcing her to change schools and seek therapy. Santa Rosa School Board not commenting on ongoing litigation. A train hit a garbage truck yesterday in Molino. Happened near Fairground Road on Fairground Road near Highway 95A. The garbage truck was crossing the tracks, going north across the tracks when the train hit it. The impact pushed that truck off the side and left it facing north on the side of the railroad tracks. The driver suffered minor injuries. The train conductor wasn't hurt. It's the second train and vehicle accident this week in Escambia County. Florida's Doge team working this week to audit the city of Pensacola. Mayor D.C. Reeves says that the city is providing anything that the Doge team asks for or needs. He also said there may not be an update on the results of that audit anytime here very soon. A man who killed a woman in Bay County dead after being executed yesterday. The Florida Department of Corrections announcing yesterday that Cale Bates died at 6:17 p.m. He died by lethal injection. The 67-year-old Bates killed Janet White back in 1982. His execution was the 10th of the year in Florida. The state suing textbook publishers for charging too much. Attorney General James Uthmeyer announcing yesterday his office had filed lawsuits against two companies that publish textbooks used in Florida schools. Uthmeyer says McGraw-Hill and Savas Learning Company have systematically overcharged Florida school districts for instructional materials. State law requires the publishers to provide every school district with the best price they offer anywhere else in the country. Uthmeyer accuses the companies of charging the state more than the law allows. Ashley Moody calling attention to the one big beautiful bill and how that could benefit Floridians. The Republican senator was in Tampa yesterday discussing the law's impact on businesses and employees. She says the law will deliver many big wins by making tax deductions permanent and ensuring that no taxes are on tips or overtime. Moody says she's proud of the victories secured to ensure businesses can thrive and fuel the economy. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. PJ's got a look at our traffic on the fives.
Traffic's brought to you by Rapid Radios. Rapid Radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies with nationwide LTE coverage. For a limited time, get 60% off and free UPS shipping at rapidradios.com. Use code radio for an extra 5% off. US 98 right near Tiger Point has seen some slowdowns from Avalon to about Ocean Breeze Lane. 9 miles accident-free and not showing any delays in Car City. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, PJ. Now our Channel 3 forecast with Brooke Richardson.
We are going to be seeing a lovely day today with mostly sunny skies, 30% chance of rain in the afternoon, high near 92. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 76. For Thursday, 30% chance of rain, high near 91. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 76. Going into Friday, 40% chance of rain, high near 90 degrees. And by Friday night, temperatures dropping near 75. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV Weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. Right now it is 79 degrees. We've got partly cloudy skies in Pensacola. Our next news in 30 minutes and breaking news anytime it happens. And your money now this morning are at the opening bell. Our markets are mixed. The Dow's up 91 points at 45,013 and a half. S&P is down eight, just about 9 points now. At 6,402.47, the NASDAQ is down 97.5 points, 21,221.83. 10-year bond rate up slightly, 4.3% today. Our gold prices are up $25, $33.83.70. Silver up 35 cents at $37.69. Bitcoin up $2.93 today at $113,551. Ethereum's up $53. Solana up $3.74. Dogecoin is up fractionally. XRP down by 2 cents. Nearly a third of businesses say they're likely to increase prices by the end of the year. A new report by LendingTree found that more than 30% of businesses surveyed said they expect prices to be higher in 6 months than they are now. 5% said their prices could go down. 65% of businesses said they're expecting prices to remain steady. Google's debuting its latest smartphone today. They're taking the wraps off the new Pixel 10 on its Made by Google YouTube channel. The event will be hosted by comedian Jimmy Fallon. Two major companies in the local TV station business could soon be one. Nexstar Media Group has agreed to buy Tegna in a deal worth $6.2 billion. The deal would still need to be approved by federal regulators, including the FCC. It's expected to close the second half of next year. It's 8:38. Our next news at 9. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. When it comes to safety, Subarus are all-star performers. In fact, the 2025 Subaru Ascent, Crosstrek, Forester, and Outback earned top marks with a 5-star overall vehicle score from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. And the Subaru Ascent has been an IIHS top safety pick for 8 years running. The Forester has been an IIHS top safety pick for 19 years running. And the Outback has been an IIHS top safety pick for 16 years running. All of which explains why the American Customer Satisfaction Index ranks Subaru number one in safety. Subaru, more of what you value most. Get special low rates on select new vehicles during the Subaru A Lot to Love event going on now through September 2nd at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution? wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, I have a simple question for today's frivolous topic. Meg is running a little bit late. I had some errands to run, so she won't be a part of today's conversation. We always miss her. I love having her on the frivolous topic. But it's you and me, PJ, and the texters.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. 437-1620. Do you read the instruction manual for your car? Slash... or anything. Do you ever read the instruction manual? 437-1620, 437-1620. Every time you buy a car, it's got new features. And I know my approach is always just kind of fiddle till I figure. It feels like failure. It feels like failure to read the instruction manual. But I know that just like every piece of technology I own, I am underutilizing it. Because I don't know the stuff that would be in the instruction manual, but I can't bring myself to read them. I feel like they're basically there for if something goes wrong and I need to look up, you know, like for the car, you know, how many liters or quarts of oil does it take? You know, that kind of thing. Otherwise, the answer is no. It just sits in the glove box. PJ, for
so
you?
So the question should be, do you fiddle or do you read?
Yeah, right. Do you just try things out and see, or do you actually read the instruction manual?
In recent years, I've started to read.
Have you?
Yeah.
Where'd you get all that free time?
I don't have it, but it needs to be figured out.
So, I mean, do you treat it like an assignment? Do you read the whole thing? Do you skim? What? Like, I'm curious.
Well, I skim to what I need.
Oh, okay. So it's need-based. It's not, you're not just gathering information to find out what cool features of the whatever it is, car or whatever, you don't know. You're kind of goal-oriented.
Right.
Well, okay. So that would be a midpoint, right? There's the avoid the instruction manual until absolutely necessary. And then there's the read every letter when you get it like a responsible buyer.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's somewhere in between. And you're somewhere in between.
I don't read for fun.
Ever? Or just instruction manuals?
Instruction manuals.
Okay, gotcha. 437-1620. All right. Somebody says, no, I get a Hayes manual. Oh, Hayes manuals are the, like, how to repair things, right? That's the, I didn't even know they made them anymore. My dad used to always have the big book, right? The 400 pages with the diagrams and schematics and all that stuff. I think that's what those are. If that's not, please correct me, but that's what I have vaguely heard of. Let's see. Somebody says, John says, no, only when it breaks or it hurts me. That's a problem-based, what we might call a passive problem-based as opposed to a proactive, right? Or a semi-reactive, which is kind of what yours is, PJ. 437-1620, do you read the owner's manual for your car or for anything? I cannot tell you how many things I have owned in my life from, you know, stereo components back when those were a thing you could buy to, you know, phones. Oh my God. I am sure that my phone, I'm utilizing it like 18% of its capability. I'm just sure there are things in there that I don't know about that I wish I, if I knew I'd be happier, I would, you know. And so when there's a problem, why won't it stop doing that? You go looking. But as far as really taking a tutorial on how to use this, you know, who's got that kind of time?
Mm-hmm.
But I rationally know it would make my life better, and I rationally can't bring myself to invest the time in making my life better. 437-1620. It's easier just to go to YouTube instead of fumbling through the manual. Somebody says, I do read certain things, like for the radio. For the radio. I don't know what that means. Sorry. Somebody says, instructions. Pshaw. For the weak-minded. For the plebeian. The proletariat reads the instruction manual. Let's see. Joseph says, recently I bought the car that I've always wanted, a 1988 Porsche 944 Turbo. Oh, nice. And yes, I have had to read the manual in order to figure certain things out, skim through to get what I need, but I also recently built a plastic shed and had to read the directions for that and watch the videos. No, that's... I believe you. Let's see. 845, the question of the day is, do you read the instruction manual on your car or on anything that you buy? PJ's got traffic on the fives.
All right, taking a look at the big board, U.S. 98 westbound right near Tiger Point. Seeing slowdowns from Avalon to about Kitty Hawk Drive now. Blue Angel, let's see here. Blue Angel Parkway is looking pretty good. Fairfield, no delays. I'm PJ with the traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. If you need a roof, you need a good roof, you need one that you can count on, that's going to be done properly, Quality Roofing Solutions. I mean, it's literally in their name, quality, right? How do you know? Well, for one thing, they'll warranty it for its lifetime. Pretty good. They've been around for 19 years. Brian Ward started them 19 years ago, and anytime a roofing company's been around that long, that's pretty good. They have a 4.9 rating on Google. Who has a 4.9? That's outrageously good. And it's not for any particular thing that they do different or better. They just do all the little things that everybody's supposed to do, and that makes a 4.9. I mean, they just kind of get it. They get that you're not an expert and you don't want to be talked to either like you're a fool or like you're an expert already. You want to be talked to like a person. They're going to answer your questions. They're going to answer your phone call. When they do the work, you're going to get photos, lots of photos, like hundreds of photos before and after. That's going to be digitally available. So if you need to file a claim later, God forbid, you have that digital archive. That's a nice little bonus, but it's proof that the work has been done properly. And just kind of down the line, I mean, 95% of their business is full roof replacement because typically, you know, if you're going to do the repair is pretty expensive and you're only saving yourself maybe a year or two before a full replacement anyway, and the cost will have gone up by then. And so it kind of, you know, makes sense usually to just replace. But if it's just a repair, they'll tell you that too. Okay, whatever. And interesting thing is with like wind mitigation inspections, they can actually do it in such a way that it can almost pay for itself by cutting your insurance dramatically, like from maybe in the $4,000 or $5,000 a year to like $2,000 to $2,500 a year, just by getting a good roof with the right kind of wind resistance capability. I mean, these are the things that they can talk to you about. Anyway, Quality Roofing Solutions. I know nobody ever wants to buy a roof, but you want the results that having a good roof provides. QualityRoofingSolutions.com, 777-0961. Back to the texts on the question of, do you read the instruction manual for your car or anything? I will acknowledge that I am not. As much as I'm an information hoarder, I love to know everything, I have never read the instruction manual in my car, except, you know, how to do certain things if there's a problem. I'm a problem-based instruction manual user. That's true across the board.
There was a text about YouTube. Do you go to YouTube and DIY it?
Oh, yeah. If there's a repair that needs to be done or something like that, if I can, for sure. Yeah, mm-hmm. YouTube.
We do, too.
Extremely useful. And sometimes YouTube is great for teaching you, I don't think I can pull that one off. Or I'm not willing to. Mm-hmm. Or the worst is, that looks so easy, and then you 3 hours later in many profanities, like, it was not not that yep. easy. But YouTube does give you the confidence that you can do it yourself, usually.
Mm-hmm.
Usually. Somebody says, let's see, James says, I read the instruction manual for cars like a technical reference. I look up only what I need to. It's a lot easier to download the PDF and word search it. Oh, I agree with that. I do download a lot of manuals off of the internet. Let's see. No, why would I do that when I can ask Andrew how it works? Stop. No, don't ask me. I am definitely not the one. A car manual. Oh, my son. Mechanical engineer son actually helped me repair the air conditioning on my 2007 Civic with a totally like home duct tape solution that worked like a champ instead of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars getting it repaired. He got off of YouTube. So YouTube is great. Let's see. A car manual. I read it when I needed only a few chapters. It's larger than War and Peace, Henry says. Yeah, no, that's true. And Henry and War and Peace is equally boring. I watch YouTube. Somebody says it's a very common answer. We're getting a lot of that. Andrew, basically, I use it as a reference, but I have found I rely on it a lot now. I do not want to accidentally push the ejection button in modern cars. I might use the instruction manual to look up how to turn things off I don't want on. Of course I read the directions, but I think you're asking a man versus a woman's brain question. No, I think a lot of men don't read the instruction manual, and I don't know. I don't want to speak for women because our resident expert on the subject is not here. Let's see. 437-1620. Yeah, again with pshaw. Who reads the instruction manual? It's too much small print information. I learn as I go. Kim says, that was Johnny. Kim says, no, I don't read the owner's manual unless it breaks. Just bought a brand new car. Still have not read the owner's manual on how to use the bells and whistles. And that's how I feel. Like a lot of the new cars have so many different new things that you're really doing yourself a disfavor not to read it.
I think that goes back to the radio question because radio's now in my wife's vehicle.
Oh, yeah.
You got the FM, you got your favorites, you got just a bunch of different stuff.
Yeah, and you know what's the most frustrating? Actually, this is just true across the board in technology, is when there was an industry standard of how a thing could work, like programming the channels on a radio in your car, and then you get a car and they just completely abandon that standard. You're like, like the cruise control. Press the on, press the set, we're good. And then some of the new cars, why do you need to know my grandmother's maiden name? You know, what's the distance between me and the car? And who, stop, I just want a set at 64. Probably higher than that. Anyway, 437-1620, I only read the instruction manual books when I get stuck and it's a last resort. I do everything in my power to figure it out on my own because I feel like manuals is for the weak. I would just say, how many times have you gone to read the manual and it did not help? No. I've got an instruction manual for Andrew. Come get food. I love that. You guys are the best. All about the paper manuals. It's faster than online. My eyes glaze over. I don't need a manual to tell me not to drink the battery acid. Oh, but they're good for that. You know, they're good for that. Don't put both hands on each terminal of the battery. What's that?
You got to cover your bases.
Yeah, right. You know, all of the legal defense stuff. Yes, I read the portions that I need, Eddie says. And if Chip says, if I'm not familiar with an item on my car, then I will go get the manual. So very, very common. I read the instruction manual on my car to find the dipstick for the transmission fluid. There isn't one. Oh, that's not good. But yeah, no, I've done that, you know, because cars are so weird, you know, if you need to find something. All right, 852 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hey, if you're thinking about buying a home, you want somebody who does a lot of transactions. Why? Well, first of all, it means that they know how to get the deal done, right? I mean, that's obvious. But that means that they have seen the problems and solved the problems and learned how to avoid the problems and gained the kind of expertise that comes from doing it again and again. We're talking briefly about car repairs, you know? If you had to take your car and to get it repaired, you're going to take it to somebody who does, I don't know, 10 repairs a year or 100 repairs a year, right? It's muscle memory, it's knowledge, it's insight, it's familiarity. Well, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty sold 165 homes last year. That's a lot. I mean, there's a lot of real estate agents that sell, you know, five, you know, and that's, God love them, that's great. But there is a level of expertise and competence that comes with doing things a lot and then also knowing what's normal because norms can change. Standards change and people's expectations change and they can change pretty quickly. And being able to say to a potential buyer, no. Or, you know what? I'd be willing to make that change. That's the kind of thing you want an expert for. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty, 786-3996.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh, good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not, regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Sportsman's Night Out is back, and it's bigger than ever. This year, it's a new date and more giveaways than ever before. You could win a brand new camper, a four-wheeler, a side-by-side, hunting trips, fishing gear, and even a brand new car. It all goes down September 11th at the Pensacola Bay Center. Tickets? Just 10 bucks. But don't wait. They will sell out. Grab yours now at sportsmansnightout.com. Sportsman's Night Out, September 11th. Presented by Carpenter's Campers, Parrish Tractor, Penton's Auto Trim, Sandy Sansing Automotive, and Marcus Point Baptist Church.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Let's go. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Comedy sells. Can we remember that? You keep giving speech after speech. Nothing's funny.
It'll get funny when I'm back on the show after the hiatus.
It's too dry.
Oh, come on. I came on the campaign to talk about issues.
There's no pop, zing. There's no oomph.
No pop, no zing, no oomph. Man, Christopher Walken, just, it doesn't matter what words he's saying. It's thrilling to listen to him use the English language.
Yes, it is.
PJ's got traffic on the fives. PJ?
Still looking at US 98 westbound near Tiger Point, seeing slowdowns from about Avalon to Ocean Breeze Lane. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Oh, I had somebody ask me, why is the NAS Pensacola front gate backed up to sunset on a day so late in the day? Because 7 o'clock is normal, or in that vicinity, but 8 o'clock is a little bit weird. And I contacted Public Affairs, and Bruce says, nothing, just the Blue Angels, and, you know, it's a day. You know, sometimes you get too much traffic all at one time, and that happens. 437-1620. Oh, this is a good note. I haven't had a chance to talk about this yet. I got so much stuff going on, and, you know, I barely think I've even repeated a topic today, which is unusual. We usually, in 4 hours, you repeat things at least a few times because nobody listens for 4 hours. Even PJ doesn't listen for 4 hours. I'm good if I get him for an hour. Just kidding. By the way, you've been doing great filling in for John, so thank you so much, despite that shirt. A Steelers shirt?
Don't
really?
Like them.
Aren't you from Minnesota or Wisconsin?
Wisconsin, yeah.
Okay, anyway.
Packers are my number two team. Let's not go into it.
All right, I'll just... leave it alone. You wore it. So News Service of Florida reports that the number of abortions reported in Florida during the first 7 months of this year, 37% lower than the same period last year, according to ACA, the Agency for Healthcare Administration. As of July, 25,000 had been reported for this year. And you might say, wait, I thought we made them illegal. No, they're illegal after 6 weeks. Most abortions are very early. Usually pharmaceutical is the most preferred method. That's, using a pill. That was down from 40,400 during the same period last year. Decrease comes after the law that took effect May of last year, preventing most abortions after 6 weeks, except there are some exceptions. Of the total so far this year, 25,124 were in the first trimester, 164 during the second trimester. Of the second trimester abortions, 104 resulted from what is called fetal abnormalities. So in my opinion, this is good as somebody who feels like, wow, we're missing 25,000 people now, but it could have been 40,000. So, you know, did they go somewhere else? Did they carry to term? It's hard to tell. You don't always get that data, but reducing the number is reducing the number, and, you know, to me, that's a good thing. What else do we have going? Oh, there's a this is the kind of an odd story. But you've got a school, I think it's in Texas. Yeah, in Texas, where they are returning to the name Robert E. Lee High School. In 2020, they had gotten rid of the name and they had turned it to Legacy High. And this week, the Midland Board of Trustees voted 4-3, so split vote, to return to Robert E. Lee High School. And apparently most people, you know, no surprise, showed up at the board meeting, told them don't do this. A small number said do this, and they decided, very split vote, by the way, 4-3, that they would return to it. You know me. I like traditional names. I wouldn't go out of my way to name anything for a Confederate general. But I don't like changing names for the purpose of not offending people. So suppose I would probably vote for this, kind of like I would vote to return the statue to North Palafox, not because I support anything it stands for, but because I don't like getting rid of history.
You're listening to News Radio 90.